BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
Lick me, I'm delicious.
No way.
The one.
For the fat fingers.
It's still good.
Easy. Radio.
One, two, three.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
Let me just say,
I look like an out of work magician.
Drums, please.
3, 2.
Radio one.
It's Tuesday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Have my hands got what it takes to become a successful hand model? We'll find out. Also, a man that's applied for pretty much every reality TV show ever. If you've applied for any, let us know, please, on scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. How many and what did they say? Also, phrases that you do on purpose to annoy your partner, and we relive the wisdom of Pitbull. Hi, if you are in Scotland today and you are getting your SQAs, it's really stressing me out, and I'm not you, I'm not getting results, that you get your results by text message. Because, like before, you would actually have to go in and get them, so you know you're in control of that, of when you're going to receive them, or going online and getting them. That's fine, because you're making the choice to do that, you're in control of it. Like, any time could be like,
I've got a text.
Yeah, and that's not okay, because I'd just be like, I wouldn't be able to leave my phone alone, and that would stress me out. Because literally could happen at any time. So if this has happened to you today, maybe let me know on 81199. Have you got them yet, or are you still waiting?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sorry to all the dentists that didn't like this yesterday, but Josh has been on saying, yes, Scott, where's Chris today? Out getting his teeth done. Well, we did discuss yesterday, he's not keen necessarily on his teeth, which is why he always has photos with his mouth closed. And we were discussing do-it-yourself dentistry yesterday. We found out that you can get, for about 15 quid, or, well, sometimes as less as 8, some snap-on veneers, which look... They look really realistic, as you may have seen on my Instagram yesterday. Poor Sue there with her... with a just add hot water teeth. You put them in hot water, allow them to cool, and just put them in your mouth. Sometimes as less as £8. You just snap them on and instant Ryland teeth. Anyway, yeah, that's what Chris is doing.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Could I be a hand model? Find out at 1:40. This person already has. Hey, Lars.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. So I'm speaking to you from Sydney, Australia, right?
Yes, that's right.
What's the time there now?
It's 10 p.m.
Yeah. See, if Chris was here, I would still blow his mind because it's like different time zones.
In the future,
right? You are in the future. So you grew up listening to Radio 1 in the UK, right?
I did, loved it.
And then what happened? You moved to Australia. Why?
Yeah, I moved to Australia 9 years ago. I was with my ex at the time, and I sort of followed him out here, but stayed.
So you stayed in Sydney. And so you've done hand modelling because you said that you couldn't get any other work, right?
Yeah, it was pretty random. When I got to Sydney, I couldn't find any work in my industry, so I applied for temp jobs and that, and also signed up to this extras agency, and they asked to see my hands and thought they could put my hands forward for hand modelling. So I got a call to an audition one day, and there were about 40 other guys, and it was for a beer brand, and got to sort of pretend like we're holding a beer, and then got selected to be the number one hand for this campaign.
So out of everyone, out of all the guys that went for it, you were the person that held the beer the best.
Yeah.
Okay, then what happened?
Well, so then the shoot day came, and it's the first time I've ever had a manicure, but that was pretty revolutionary in itself. And it was really about trying to capture like that moment before you're grabbing the bottle. You know, just the right amount of tension, just getting, like, the right distance from the hands to the fingers.
Lars, I'm not being funny, but I think they're all slightly overcomplicating this. You're just literally picking up a bottle, no?
Right, right. But I also had all this fake ice on my hand and water spray, so my fingers would get wrinkly. So we'd have to stop the whole shoot to wait for my hands to dry out as well.
Okay, and are you being anyone famous's hand?
No, unfortunately not. That was a one-time thing. But you know what's great? It was this one-time random thing that I did 9 years ago, but now I'm getting recognition on Radio 1 for it.
Right.
So, yeah, what's that on Instagram page?
So, and where did the ad go?
It was all over Sydney, like billboards. There was a big factory, an old factory that had a huge billboard across it. It was on the brand's website. So, yeah, it was a photographic one. There was a different guy that did the live filming version.
Okay. And how long did it take, the shoot where you're just literally holding a bottle?
I started at, like, 9 a.m., finished about midnight.
Lars, promise me this is real.
It was long. It was long.
This is a real story, promise me.
Real story. Real story.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Jamie Rankin. Your proud auntie has been on, saying congratulations. 6 A's in your exams today. 6 A's. He joined us for a day rave last Thursday on holiday T-shirt day and is my new fave person because so Australian. That's Fisher. And we put together a compilation of his best laughs.
Ew. You're...
Since then, Fisher's been in touch with us, saying, can you send me those, mate? He loved the compilation so much. He's asked for it. As we've sent it to him.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about this programme about the world of hand modelling on Channel 5. It's called Million Pound Hand Jobs. People get paid serious money because they've just got lovely looking hands. And they're the ones you'll see on TV shows, on adverts and billboards. Like Lars, who we spoke to earlier, who got a job in Australia with his hand just holding a bottle of beer. Took him all day to do that. So now I can speak to Layla, who is from the TV show I just mentioned and is one of the agents that books people just for their hands. Hello, Layla.
Hello, Scott.
So you're the person that will decide whether someone has a future in hand modelling, right?
Right, because I run an agency called Derek's Hands. So yes, I am the final say on whether the hands will be represented or not.
And what do you look for?
Basically, it begins with someone calling me up saying, I have good hands, my family say they're brilliant hands, my girlfriend, or if it's a female, my husband or my boyfriend. The first thing I say is, great, send me images of your hands. And what I insist on are both hands, palms flat down on a surface, from mid of the arm down to the fingertips, to the nails.
Is there a place in the modelling world, Layla, for the more chubby fingered?
Only if they're looking for a DIY personnel, a plumber, a gardener, or a builder.
Okay.
Don't represent those, sadly.
Okay.
No.
So where do you place people? Like adverts and that?
Everything. Adverts, infomercials, online virals, photographic stills. You mentioned earlier the hands step in for celebrities or big names.
Yeah.
They don't step in just because the original actor or celebrity doesn't have the hands themselves. It's an expertise. You have to add the value. So if I'm holding a Chanel No. 5 perfume bottle, I have to give it the whole of me. And you can smell the odor from the way I'm handling the bottle and selling it to you.
Okay, so you've got to be sexy, but put that through your hands. Like sexy, you've got to be sexy with your hands.
Sexy, glamorous, and beautiful.
Now, we have, and I'm not keen on this because I've got awful hands, but we have sent you a photo of my hands, which I took on a very busy train from Liverpool Lime Street to London Euston earlier. People next to me were like, what the? But anyway, I've emailed them to you. Have you got them yet?
Yes, one second. Oh, okay.
What do you mean, okay?
This is the moment where your clock should go tick-tock, tick. This is the moment every model detests and worries about.
All right, just like get on with it, Layla. Like, break it to me, like, now, because I can't cope anymore. This is, like, I imagine it's like going to a model audition.
Are you sitting down?
Yes, yes.
Let me zoom in.
Oh, don't zoom in!
I have to zoom in, because compliments to your photographer. He didn't give... Oh, you didn't give me the right...
I was on a busy train, Layla.
Scott!
What?
What do you do to your nails?
Yeah, my nails aren't good. I told you, oh, this is going to be awful. I bite them.
You bite them.
How can I... I need to stop that, right?
Okay, obviously your career is very stressful. You bite them in between.
That'll be it. It's really stressful doing what I do, yeah.
What are we going to do with the volume of your fingers?
Oh, exactly. I need to just lose some weight on them. I told you they were fat fingers. Right, listen, I'm going to call you back in a couple of weeks and I promise they'll be better, okay?
Oh, no, it's going to take more than a couple of weeks.
All right, I'll call you back in 2 years.
Okay, but make sure you take care of them.
Love you. Thank you.
All right, likewise. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Layla is hilarious. Get her on the show every day. That's the hand model we just spoke to. Matt in Highgate says, afternoon. Likewise, lol. I know. Gina in Oxford, who is now convinced after listening to that, that she herself could be a hand model and is going to apply to the agency. I think it's called Derek's Hands. Listening to Scott get absolutely slated by Layla has made my day. Thank you. It was this bit that got me, actually, because I know they're on the large side.
What are we going to do with the volume of your fingers?
What are we going to do about the volume of your fingers?
What are we going to do with the volume of your fingers?
Oh, exactly. I need to just lose some weight on them. And in the end, love you. Thank you.
All right, likewise. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. I'm the only, I'm the only, I'm the only ass. Come on me, come on me, come on me. It's been me, myself, and why did you go, did you go? I'm the only, I'm the only, I'm the only, only.
Not being funny, but I've just noticed something, and now you all will notice it all the time. They've stolen my cork pop sound effect, which I've had for about 10 years, and used it blatantly, brazenly in this song. Tune of the week is Lauv and Anne-Marie. I hope you like it. It's called Lonely. You'll see what I mean now. Listen. Same wild as mine. Absolute ripoff. I've had that years.
The Scott Mills Daily.
On our last show, Chris was telling us about a phrase that he knows will annoy his wife when he says it. So he does it more. Often with other people around so that she can't have a go at him. And the phrase is, yeah, I'm going to have a couple of scoops this weekend. The phrase, a couple of scoops, gets her every time. Jack, there's one you do.
There is. Gets her all the time and it's so good.
Okay, what's her name?
Her name's Abby.
What do you say to Abby that really annoys?
Well, when she ever tries to leave the house, she has to triple check everything. She always goes, where's my key? Have you seen my key? And without fail, every single time I say, who's my key? And it gets her. It's so good.
I can hear the whole of the UK groaning now.
No, I'm sure there's other people out there that are getting a thrill from that as well.
Okay, 8199, let me know if that thrilled you. Ali, what's yours?
So the word is moist.
Okay, who are you saying moist to?
My boyfriend, I'm a baker, so I use it in terms of describing a cake, like the texture. The rest of the world, apparently, really, really does not like it.
Any others?
So obviously the opposite to that would be crusty. So like, obviously, again, with cakes, I'm like, oh, the pie is too crusty or whatever.
The M word, which you just mentioned there, which we're not going to say again, it's actually a banned word on this show from now on. And if anyone says it, they will be struck off and banned from listening.
Oh my goodness, that's serious.
I know. So don't do it because you don't want to get yourself a ban.
Okay, I won't. All promise. Right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Sammy's in Nottingham and is going on holiday, like, now. Hi.
Hello.
Are you at the airport then?
No, we're on our way to Heathrow. We just pulled over.
Oh, wow, how exciting. Where are you going?
We're going to South Africa and then doing a bit of travelling around there.
Nice. What, are you going to do a big drive?
Big drive, yeah. Lots of little adventures. Going to go cage diving with sharks, all that kind of thing.
I went there once and I went to that beach which has got all penguins on.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I don't know if we're going there.
Can I be honest? I'd advise against it.
Oh, right.
They're really cute, but they smell a lot.
You've seen one penguin, you've seen them all.
Yeah. See, unpopular opinion, but I felt that about when I went on to do like the safari stuff. It's like,
oh, don't say that.
No, no, it's good, but it's just, oh, cool, there's a zebra. And then it's like, oh, there's another zebra, another one. And but your guide is still really excited about the fact that there's a zebra, and I was kind of over it. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, you want the lions, don't you?
Yeah. Like, do it once, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. You run away.
You want the big five, don't you, really? Or just go and see Lion King, it's cheaper.
Too late, we're committed.
Oh, yeah, you are. Oh, have an amazing time.
Thanks.
So your day is going good. My day has consisted of a lady who is a hand modelling agent telling me that my fingers are too big to ever get any work as a hand model.
Well, it's funny because my friend, we went to this like fashion show thing, and she tried to be a leg model and went over and asked if she could be a leg model, and they were like, absolutely not.
Rude.
So yeah, they said sorry. Yeah, if she's listening, sorry, Maeve, but that did happen to her.
But she was like, "Look at my legs," and they were like, "No,
yeah,
thanks."
She's got great legs, but they were having none of it.
Yeah, I had this.
What are we going to do with the volume of your fingers?
What are we going to do with the volume of your fingers?
I feel like you need to put a picture of your hands out there so we can all see your fingers.
Never doing that. I've lost weight everywhere else, but not my hands. All right. So today, just before you go to South Africa, I got two songs for you. One Chris has left behind, one is mine, but I'm not going to tell you whose is whose, okay?
Ooh.
All right, okay. So here is a song that one of us has chosen.
Okay.
David Zowie, House Every Weekend. Yeah. You like that?
Good song. Yeah, good tune. Yeah.
Or your other choice, which could be either me or Chris's, is this. Because I'm a geek, I can tell you all of the artists on this in order. Pitbull, Neo, Afrojack and Naya with Give Me Everything.
There is something a bit summery about a bit of Pitbull, but...
Yeah, there is.
Oh, I don't know, that is tough. That's tough. Not a lover of Aziza, not a big fan of Aziza. Pitbull does remind me of my younger days.
Okay.
Out in Loughborough.
Who do you think chose what?
I think Chris chose Pitbull.
Okay.
Maybe. Tough. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think we'll go, it's so tricky. Maybe relive my Loughborough days. Yeah, I think we'll go with Pitbull. But I think the nation might hate me for that.
That was Chris's choice.
Oh, really?
Thanks, then. Me not working hard. Yeah, right, picture that with a Kodak.
Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. All too often, we rush through our daily routines, never stopping for a moment to think about ourselves and how we cope with everyday pressures. Until now, we present How to Thrive, a podcast that looks at how different areas of life can affect well-being and mental health. We'll give you the tools to thrive beyond the challenges of daily life, talking about everything from holistic health and well-being to managing your finances. This is your weekly appointment to stop and focus 100% on yourself.
How to Thrive.
With me, Megan Roxanne. Download and subscribe now at BBC Sounds. Grab somebody sexy, tell them hey.
On BBC Radio 1, which reminds me of that time when he came into the show and gave the kind of inspirational quotes your mum might put on Facebook.
So many pictures being taken, I feel like people are missing the big picture. Good things come to those that wait.
Yes? Yes?
We have a saying in Spanish, es paso corto, vista larga, which means short steps, long vision.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Jade, who did apply for Love Island last year. Nothing back. You've got nothing on this guy.
Radio 1.
So I met this guy called Mark the other night, and he was telling me about so many shows that he's applied to. Hello.
Hi, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, all good. So we were chatting, weren't we, backstage before I was about to DJ, and you were telling me about all the shows that you've tried to get on. So where did it all start?
I think it all started with First Dates. I kept getting tagged on social media to try and find me a one.
Okay, so who was tagging you?
My sisters. Originally, and then it just started. My friends from work started doing it as well, so okay. I sort of thought, well, if they're telling me, I might as well give them what they want.
Did you want to get a girlfriend, or did you just want to be on TV? be honest.
Yeah, both really.
Did First Dates ever contact you?
No, they never got back to me.
Annoying.
Oh, no.
Okay, so First Dates was a no. Well, they just didn't reply. What was next?
Then I went on to Take Me Out.
Right. How did you apply, how did you apply for that?
Just an online thing. Then you had to send, like, a little video of yourself.
Have you still got the video?
No, it's long gone.
Any reply from Take Me Out?
Yes.
Okay, what happened?
I actually had to go to London for an interview.
Yeah.
I had to sit in a room with a camera on me and just answer a load of questions.
And what happened?
Well, I had to answer a load of questions and they said, so what would you do if you're coming down the love lift? I just had to stand there and do a little dance, which
in front
was
of these
the
people.
Cringiest thing. Yeah, on this little camera.
So you've done the interview, you've been down to London for the chat, you've done a little dance, the same one that you do in the love lift, and Take Me Out said?
No.
Mate.
I know.
There's a theme here. Okay.
Yeah.
Take Me Out's not happening. So what's next?
Then I thought I'd go all out and go try Naked Attraction.
So you apply for Naked Attraction how?
Again, just I kept getting tagged on social media saying I think this would be the one you want. So I went ahead with it.
And
applied.
What did Naked Attraction say?
And I got a phone interview, which went quite well. Just had a chat with one of the lads that was on the phone.
Yeah.
And they wanted to see me again.
What photos do you have to send in for that? Is it?
So I don't actually have to send any photos in apart from a face pic, but...
Oh, right, so it's not a DP?
No, not until you get to the actual meeting.
And then you have to show them it, do you?
Yeah, apparently. So after the phone interview, I got invited to meet the producers and sort of they asked you to get naked and they asked you some questions.
Did you do that?
No, my family said they disowned me, and I don't think work would have been too impressed either. So.
No. But you were prepared to do that?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
This is fascinating. You've applied for so many. Scott Mills. See, there are people that are serial reality TV show appliers, like Mark here. So far, you've applied for First Dates, Take Me Out, Naked Attraction. Any others?
I actually tried out for Gold Box as well.
Okay, with who?
Well, the family don't actually know this, but I applied for it for them.
And they still don't know?
Yeah, well, they kind of might do now. Right. But it didn't matter anyway, because I didn't go.
If they'd said maybe, at what point would you have told your family?
At the point where they're coming to set the cameras up.
Who were you going to take on there if you'd got on?
Probably would have been my sisters, and I would have tried to get my nan on there as well.
Now that you've told them, right, would they have done it, do you think?
Yeah, 100%.
All right, so Gogglebox is also a no, but finally... I hear that you did have some success.
Yeah, not through my own doing, but through a friend. My mate Jack applied for this new MTV show called Love Squad.
Yeah, see, this is our mutual friend Jack. But he doesn't tell me that he applies for these shows. So what else is he applying for that I don't know about?
He's dying to get on Love Island, I think.
Honestly, he couldn't beg anymore. So Love Island is the dream, but what was the one you got onto?
So this was called Love Squad.
And have you done filming for it?
Yeah, we filmed for it last week.
What did you have to
do? Basically, we were his squad there to try and find him love.
Oh, right. So you're like the helpers.
Yeah, we're there to help him because he's so struggled at it so badly.
Oh, yeah, he's not good at it.
No.
So the focus is more on Jack, really, not on you. You're just the advisor.
Yeah, but I tried my best to try and steal as much limelight as I could.
Now, I think we could help you a bit here, obviously, because, I mean, you love applying for the reality TV. What would be your actual goal?
No goals in particular. I'm just happy just to get out there.
Just to be on television?
Yeah, I'd give it a go, innit?
Right. I like how honest you are. I was like, yeah, I just want to be on TV. All right, so anyone listening who works on any show, get in contact, because Mark is your man, and he is willing.
Yeah.
All right, I'll see if I get any interest.
Cheers, Scott.
Good to speak to you. The Scott Mills Daily. Earlier, I was told by an agent of hand modelling that my fingers were too big to ever be considered to be a hand model on adverts, TV shows. Because often, like even famous actors and that, when you see their hands on a close-up in a film or on TV, it's not their hands. This is what I was told.
What are we going to do with the volume of your fingers?
Oh, exactly. I need to just lose some weight on them. That's Layla there who asked me, what are we going to do about the volume of your fingers? And this.
Scott!
What?
What do you do to your nails?
Yeah, my nails aren't good. I told you, this is going to be awful.
You
I just bite
them.
Yeah, I bite them.
You bite them.
How can I... I need to stop that, right?
Mm.
But here's someone with fantastic hands. Hi, Colette.
Hi, Scott.
How do you know they're so good?
Well, it started off when I was young. My grandparents always told me I had beautiful hands.
more recently, my boyfriend of 2 years tells me that they're my best feature.
Okay. Does he do this a lot?
Yeah, he genuinely believes it's a compliment when he's telling me. So the first time he told me, we hadn't been together very long, and I asked him, what do you think my best feature is? And he looked me over, and I could see he was really taking his time to answer properly and give me a compliment here. And he ended up saying, my hands. And he genuinely believes that this is a compliment. And every time I mention it to someone, he's like, yeah, no, beautiful hands. And I'm like, is there no other feature? No.
Does he not compliment anything else, just hands?
No, that's about it. Just the hands.
What's so good about them, please? I'm quite jealous.
I think they're quite feminine, I'd say.
Yeah.
I don't know about the rest of
it. Total opposite to mine.
Yeah, no sausage fingers.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with the volume of your fingers? Scott
Mills. If I had any hats, I would definitely take them all off to Jordan North at the moment. He is doing all of the shows on Radio 1 right now. And he kind of... Jordan reminds me of me when I first started at Radio 1, where they give you all the shows. And let me tell you, it is a test by BBC management. They are trying to break you. It's the longest initiation ceremony ever, but if you make it through, it's all good. I mean, look at me now! But, I mean, he does early breakfast, almost as much as Adele.
Morning, I'm Jordan North, looking after things for Adele Roberts.
And then last week, he was keeping the chair warm for Greg James.
It's the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. I'm Jordan North, here with Molly, looking after things.
And then a replacement for Clara.
Hello, I'm Jordan North, in for Clara Ampho.
And he's been house-sitting here before.
Tov Lo and Stay High on BBC Radio 1. It's Jordan and Chris.
And BBC Radio 1.
This week, he's in for Nick Grimshaw.
Jordan North.
Hiya, love. It's Radio 1 supply teacher here. I am in for Grimmy for the rest of the week.
Is there any show, Jordan, that you'd quite like to do that you've not done yet?
Oh, God, I've done so many, haven't I?
Mm.
Oh, won't my...
The rock show?
The rock show, I reckon I could have. I've done dance anthems on a Saturday. I get where water doesn't go, really, don't I?
What?
Have you never heard that?
No.
Before? Get where water doesn't go.
No.
It's what you say for someone that's a bit of a creep. Oh, wait a minute, he gets where water doesn't go.
It is like Milo back in the day. They used to give me everything.
You used to cover everything, didn't you? I wouldn't mind. I'd like to do... I'd maybe
just
like
say it.
Ricky Melvin and Charlie at 9 o'clock. You could have fun, couldn't you, at night?
All right. Yeah, they're allowed to say rude stuff.
Yeah.
I'd like you to cover René Lévis at the next possible opportunity.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the drum and bass show?
Jordan North here in for the Black Madonna.
Yo, BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Me and Chris are back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Radio.